saw a person, from a person came to town, he'd never seen him before, he'd say, he's a what?
Stranger.
Would you ever use the term foreigner or foreigner versus
I'd take them a while. And they come on TV and I said, he's a foreigner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the foreigner, I know better, but
yeah.
I just say, he's a foreigner.
Uh-huh.
And she corrects me on that every once in a while.
Is that somebody, does that have to be someone from a different country?
That's right.
Someone from a different country.
Yeah.
Fred.
I wish you'd run over about a half dozen young dogs. Now you've done something big. You've quit now. You're quit now. They're done gone. Just lay down there and behave.
What kind of dog is that?
That's a Chihuahua. Mm. His daddy and mother just weighed 6.5 pounds.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we fed them chicken. You know they eat about 65 pounds of chicken about every month.
Is that right?
That's right. We got them. I got two boxes of chicken in the deep freezer in there. Yeah, we just put them on ball and salt them,
mm-hmm.
and then drain the water off and put them in the fridge there. And then every day we cut off so much. We got a dish of peas for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog, he almost off too. I can hit you and he'll jump at you, he won't jump at me.
Yeah,
he'll jump at me, he won't jump at you.
Mm-hmm.
He don't allow my wife to touch me.
If an announcer on television, he might say, ladies and
gentlemen.
All right. Would you ever use the term gentleman in any other way? Is that
true? Yeah, you use that phrase a whole lot here. You talk about one of your neighbors, say, no, he's a perfect gentleman,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah. Would you ever say to your wife, there's a gentleman at the door, or would you ever say a man at the door?
Yeah, sometimes say a man, sometimes say some gentleman out here.
Mm-hmm. What was Jesus' mother's name?
Mary.
All right, and remember his sister's name?
Magdalene.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene.
How about George Washington's wife's name?
I don't remember. I heard that.
Martha.
I can't. Martha.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And you remember the song in the long time ago, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Mary.
Yeah, or no.
Nelly.
Yeah.
Nelly, I believe.
Yeah, and a little boy named William, you might call him
Bill.
Or Bill. A little boy, you might call him Bill.
You called him Bill, and then when he grows up, it's William.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his name's Billy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or Billy.
Mm-hmm. And the book of the Bible that comes before Mark?
John?
No, it's Mark, Luke, and John, but the one before that.
Mark, Luke, and Matthew.
Yeah. And what would you call a female teacher in school?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I don't know.
Well, I mean, you call her a school, I would call her a
lady teacher, I guess.
Okay. And how about an untrained or part-time preacher who really isn't ordained?
He just a jack-leg preacher.
Okay. you ever use jack-leg for anything else? Any other?
We use that phrase about people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Say, oh, he just a jack-leg or something like that,
mm-hmm.
just to have something to say. It don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if you ever use it for a carpenter or for a... lawyer,
Jack Lager, or call the carpenter or the lawyer, they call them shysters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before they get into law very much.
Mm-hmm.
But, they very often call them shysters.
You say this is Mr. Cooper and his wife, she's. Called her.